Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. And my name is Sarah Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. I am so absolutely excited because I am having lunch here in Chef Creole in Miami, Little Haiti, so it is going to be a great lunch. And then also, of course, to be live with you all this afternoon. So today is a special episode because, as we know, Valentine's Day, the day of love, the day when Cupid shoots his arrow at lovebirds, is happening this Sunday, February 14th. And I really want to talk about the importance of what love is, not just from someone else, but definitely from yourself. So I know men and women, you guys are all getting ready to get those gifts ready for your loved ones. Well, just realize that the love starts with you first. So today that's what we'll be talking about, and talking about self-love. And I'm just really, really excited because I can speak from a different experience of self-love as life has happened and as you mature in life. So before we talk about how to show love to someone else, let's talk about how to show love to ourselves. Because I've come to realize in life that you really can't identify what real love or true love looks like until you know who you are and that you love yourself. And I say this from experience as working in the community, especially with youth, and empowering them through self-esteem and self-confidence and self-love. It's really important that we realize that in order to love someone, we have to love ourselves first. In order to receive love, we need to know how to give love. And for me, the best example of love has been my relationship with Jesus Christ. And realizing that he loves so much in so many ways, and he gives me such a great example of what love looks like, because for me, I had a great father as a provider, but not necessarily a great father to show what love looks like. And so for me, it was a challenge growing up and understand what is love, because love is not just providing, meaning that you have a roof over your head, you're able to have nice clothes on your back, and food on the table, and have all your needs and wants met. Love is really saying emotional connection. And I think as lately, emotional intelligence has been a conversation, not just in personal and professional development, but also in the marketplace. A lot of people are realizing that emotional intelligence is so important in life today to survive. And so when we talk about self-love, it's really understanding who are you as a person. Do you really love yourself and value yourself and identify who you are? And the reason why I also found it very important to talk about this topic is because I have had women that I've encountered, and men as well, that have been in very abusive relationships. And I used to ask myself, you know, how can people allow someone to abuse them? How can someone allow themselves to be in such a situation? But what I've come to realize is having a conversation with these different individuals and even children who grew up in abusive homes is that they felt that that was the norm. They felt that that was the way someone would show love because that's all they saw what love is like. And it is true that modeling is one of the greatest teachers in life because no matter what kind of environment you grew up in, you think that's normal. And if you don't think it's normal, you know that you feel that it's a routine. Like everyone goes through this experience. But when we look at families or children or people who come from abusive homes or abusive backgrounds, usually there is a cycle or a trend that takes place that abuse was started when they were growing up or they had some kind of situation of being abused. And then so as they got older and had relationships, whether it's friend relationships or intimate relationships, they felt that the form of abuse was a sign of that the person loves me. If someone hits me or if someone gives me gifts or if someone abuses me or verbal abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, whatever kind of abuse, because there's many different forms of abuse out there, is that that person is showing love, but in actuality, that's not. And when I speak to people, it's asking them, well, why did you allow this? And they said because they didn't love themselves. They didn't value who they were. And this goes back to self-esteem, self-confidence. How do you identify yourself? Because for me growing up, I was a pretty chubby child. So I was short and chubby, and I was always called different names. So even though I was a very bubbly person, I had low self-esteem because I was always picked on because of my weight. And so growing up, it just made me feel less inferior. It made me feel very inferior to others because I was not in a great shape or because I was a little heavy set or overweight compared to my friends or other people. But when I come to realize that I have to know who I am, regardless if weight is an issue for me or regardless if it's how you look or whatever situation that would hinder you from finding out that you should love yourself first. And it's one thing when you don't love yourself or respect yourself and people will sense that and treat you just as you allow them to be treat you. So when we talk about self-love, I really wanted to identify what may be some factors of why we don't love ourselves. And once we identify that, then it's asking ourselves, how can we change that? So for me, in identifying what self-love looks like, I had to understand that Fayola is beautiful on the inside and out. I had to identify that, yes, I may be short and chubby growing up as a child, but I had other great characteristics. I was very smart. I was likable. I was considered, you know, one of the cool kids in the neighborhood, in school, and different activities. So I had a lot going for myself. So I really didn't focus anymore on my weight or anything else that would make me feel inferior. I focused more on what my attributes were, or my great characteristics. And so when we talk about that stuff, but that's what I challenge us. If you are dealing with low self-esteem or self-confidence, I want you to understand that you are beautiful. You were made in an image of Christ, and you are made with such value. And each person is not going to look the same, not going to have the same skill sets or the same talents or the same characteristics. And I think that is an issue, especially amongst women. I know men have that same issue as well with competition, but I know especially with women, we think, oh, if someone is prettier than us, or they must be better than us, or if someone is slimmer than us, or has long hair, or fair skin, dark skin, whatever the discrimination could be, realize that each person has their issues as well. Just because someone is beautiful on the outside doesn't mean that they love themselves, or just because someone has this going for themselves doesn't necessarily mean everything else and their life is going well for them. So that, for me, was very important, understanding what self-love looks like. But then fast-forwarding, and as life happens and as you get to know yourself better, that's where you can truly start identifying how to love yourself even more, because now I've grown into who I am as a person. I'm confident whether I weigh this weight or that weight, or whether I'm wearing this size or that size. I'm confident in who I am because I know my value. I know that I have a lot to bring to the table, whether it is working in the community, whether it's in business, whether it's giving back to the church, whether it's with friendships or relationships, that I know I have a lot to bring to the table. And I love myself enough to say that if someone can't respect me for who I am, or if someone can't value me for who I am, then that person is not worth the time or day. And so I think that some of the things we have to be willing to accept that not everyone's going to like you, and not everyone's going to understand you. And if that is the case, then we let it be and just realize at the end of the day that if we love ourselves and we know. Thank you.
You don't want to order anymore? You want to hear me?
So if we know that we love ourselves and we value ourselves, then we won't have to worry about what people think about us. And I think sometimes that's the concern, our issue, is that we're so concerned what other people think of us, but we have to be concerned of what we think of ourselves. There's always going to be people who talk about you. There's always going to be people who may not like you. But at the end of the day, if you know that you're a good person and you do well by people and you allow yourself to be who you are and not be defined by others, then that's when you can truly say you love yourself and you'll be able to feel valued. And then in return, know that people have a high standard or a standard of respect for you and a standard of love. And so this is interesting because as we think about Valentine's Day, it's always about, well, if you're single, that, you know, then Valentine's Day is not for you. And if you're in a relationship, then Valentine's Day is for you. I say if you love yourself and you're single, just take yourself out on a date. You know, I remember when there were times that all my friends and everyone had their boo, or they were going on a date or going on a special occasion for Valentine's Day. I felt like I wasn't loved because I didn't get the candy, I didn't get the flowers, I didn't get the balloons. And I'm talking about even in elementary school when, you know, you may have a secret crush and the person will secretly give you a secret admirer or something, and if you didn't get it, you felt like, oh, no one loves you. But as I grew up, realizing that I should be able to love myself, so I don't have no problem at all. And I think we should be more confident and comfortable in ourselves, that we should have no problem if we have to seek ourselves out and enjoy ourselves. I say, ladies, take yourself out on a pampering day. You don't have to wait for a guy to buy something for you or to make you feel loved or special. You treat yourself. And then I say the same thing. You don't have to wait for a woman to make you feel special or valued. You go ahead and and do what you need to do to make you feel loved and feel secure. So it's one of those things that if we learn to treat ourselves well, then others will be able to treat us well even more. And realizing that Valentine's Day is great to have, February 14th, a special day where we do so many different things for our loved ones, but in actuality, we should be doing something every day for our loved one, even if you celebrate the love of yourself, that you should cherish yourself, you should pamper yourself, you should treat yourself with the love that you deserve and not just wait for this one day out of 365 days of a year to do so. And even when it comes to the ones that we love, that we should not just wait for this one day. We should show people that we appreciate them, that we value them, that they're loved. Whether it's just saying every time you see that person, I love you, I appreciate you, you mean so much to me, or you've done so much for me, or, you know, out of the blue, give a gift to somebody and just say, hey, you know, I just wanted to show you how much I care for you or how much I love you today, that I want to provide you this small gift. And it doesn't have to be this elaborate gift. I mean, once in a while, that would be nice. But, you know, just little things here and there. And it could be something that you saw and it reminded you of that person. You wanted to say, hey, you know, I thought of you and I wanted to give you this gift. So it's something that, you know, we should be grateful for Valentine's Day, the day that Cupid flies around with his love arrow and just people are all in love and so romantic. But it should be a celebration of every day of love. Because I believe every day that we're able to celebrate life is a day that we should cherish it and appreciate it and thank those that are in our lives about the great things that they've done for us. Because I've come to realize we should not wait till someone has passed away or until it's too late to say thank you or I love you. And there's many people in my life I wish if I had the opportunity today to have them in my life again, that I would show them how much I appreciate them. And a few of those people are my family members. I can think of the most important person to me that passed away was my grandmother, my maternal grandmother. She was so important to me in my life. And when she passed away, before she passed away, I was fortunate to have an opportunity to have a couple of conversations with her when she was living with us during some times when she was sick. And I asked her about her life. I asked her about how did she become such a strong woman in Christ? How did she become able to have such faith in God despite the challenges she faced in life, despite the obstacles that she had to overcome? And hearing her story and the courage that she had and the strength that she had, but most of all, the woman of faith. I mean, when this woman would come and visit us from Miami and Broward, she would make us walk to church if no one was able to take us to church. And this lady would have her cane. Her legs would be bothering her. She'd have diabetes, high blood pressure, and all other complications. But she did not allow that to stop her from going to church. And so for having her in my life, she helped me to understand that when I eventually would go through my tests and trials, that I should also be a woman of faith, that I should not allow life to dictate how I would love God or how I would serve God, but I would serve God regardless of what happens to me in life and regardless of what situations come about in life. So it's one of those things that we have to also remember, that we are not promised tomorrow and that sometimes we take for granted people in our lives. And while they're alive and they're still there, give them a hug, give them a kiss and say thank you for what they've done or just show them that you love them. The other person for me was my uncle, Tedje Donjis, who was an icon in the Haitian community, who's considered the Dr. Martin Luther King for the Haitian people, was definitely someone that I loved and cherished. But I did not understand how important he was in my life until after his passing and realizing that he was such an example, a mentor in so many different ways, not just my uncle, but he was a spiritual mentor. He was someone who showed me the cost and the cost of being a disciple of Christ and the cost of doing God's work. And he relentlessly gave up his life as he was professionally trained as an engineer and went to, I think, Northwestern, one of those schools to get his engineering degree. But yet he decided to give up his life in the secular world and serve God as a Catholic priest. And despite that he was excommunicated from the Catholic Church, despite all the challenges that he went through in his life, he relentlessly gave unto people. He relentlessly showed love. And as we would look at, there's so many different levels of love. There's philo love, which is our friendship love. There's agape love, which is the greatest love. And there's another love I can't think of, and I should be ashamed of myself after staying Greek for 2 years. But there are different levels of love. And when we identify those different levels of love and we value them, realizing that love should be an action that we do every day. whether it's by smiling at someone and saying hello, that's a form of love. Whether it's giving someone a hug or a kiss, that's a form of love. Whether it's giving someone a gift or showing them that you appreciate them and value them, that's another form of love. But I just want us to remember that it's great to celebrate Valentine's Day. It's great to think of February 14th, this wonderful day where we all wear different hues of red and show our love to people and show how much we care for them. But it should be, we should have an action of love every day. And so that's the challenge that I want to give to you all, is every day that you have the opportunity to wake up, I want you to challenge yourself to do one action of love. Whatever that is, whatever, you know, one day it may be giving someone a hug, maybe a one day giving someone who's asking you for something, or maybe a one day just paying it forward. Maybe you may be at Starbucks, buy someone their coffee, or whatever it is, this action of love should be every day, and we should show our love to one another at all those different levels of love, friendship love, family love, intimate love, stranger love, whatever it is, that we should always be showing some action of love to somebody. Because we never know that February 14th could be somebody's day that's not on February 14th. So it's just showing love, realizing that if we all show love to one another, this world will be a better place. If we all show love to one another, I think there would be less hatred, less animosity, less discrimination in this world, and there'll be more love. It'll be a peaceful place that we all can live. So as you think about Valentine's Day, go ahead and get your boo or your loved one, whatever gift you like. But just remember, every day should be a day of action that you show love. Every day you should cherish people and tell them that you think them and you value them in your life. Every day you should find a way to give someone a gift, no matter how big or small it is, but realizing that love is an action. Love is being first with yourself, loving yourself, knowing who you are, and valuing who you are. And then, of course, once you've identified that and once you love yourself, then you're able to show that love from within to share with others. You can't love someone if you don't love yourself, because in actuality, it's not going to be a true, genuine love. But once you do love yourself on the inside and once you do value who you are as a person, then you're able to show genuine agape love to others. And, of course, that would be a domino effect. You show love to someone shows love to someone else, and someone shows love to someone else. And before we know it, this whole world is full of love, not hatred, not all the things that are going on in this world. If we all just take at least one day, every day, do one action of love, I think it will make a major improvement in this world. I think it would be a great opportunity for us to say that we have acted in love and we're doing things in love. So when we think about Valentine's Day, just think of it as an opportunity to have the icing on the cake, to put the cherry on the top, to say this is an extra incentive, an extra day that I flourish you with just even more love, but doing it every day. So when we talk about that, I am excited to say that there's a lot of different things going on and how I'm showing love in the world. And I'm really, really excited about the different opportunities that have come before me. One of them is, of course, I'm a co-author of a book called Resilience Living Life by Design. It's 12 women around the country sharing their stories of triumph and overcoming challenges. And we use the principles of resilience in order to help us to do so. So I've used that book, started, it was released in September 2015, and using that book as an opportunity to do events around the Tri-County area, Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade, going out to women ministries and to the libraries where those are captivated audiences in order to celebrate women, to show them that if you love yourself, then you can be the best woman you can be. You know, it's not just playing the role of a mother, a wife, a sister, a daughter, a cousin, a friend, whatever. But when you know what your purpose is in life and you know your role in life, then you're able to help others and activate and ignite others to live as they were meant to be, to live out their own purpose. Because I truly believe when we don't live with purpose, the people who are connected to us can't live with purpose. So it's a great opportunity that we have. We're working on. We did one in December. It was a great turnout. We did one in January. Now we're looking forward to doing one in February. So stay tuned for more information about that event. And if you are a part of a church ministry and you have a women's group, or maybe you just have a women's group that's outside of a church ministry, you know, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We would love to come near you and really share this empowering story of helping women, and also men are welcome to attend as well, celebrating women with a purpose. We live with purpose, passion, and power. So the three P's, And it's just a great opportunity to really pour love onto one another, encourage one another, and help each other either find our purpose, improve our purpose, or take our purpose to the next level. So that's one way I'm showing love. The next way I'm showing love is, of course, by being active in my community as a community advocate at large. Just excited, any great different community partnerships are taking place, and just really want to give back to the community. As I grew up in a grassroots movement where we gave our lives and we sacrificed our lives to give back to the community, I am continuing that legacy that has been passed down through generations in my family, and praying that the legacy even after me will continue as well and giving back to the community. So just really, really excited about the different partnerships that are taking place. Then, of course, if you have not heard already that I am running for office, I am running for State Representative House District 108 in Miami-Dade County, and the areas that I include is North Miami, Miami Shores, El Portal, Biscayne Park, Liberty City, Liberty Square, Aquila Lakes, and Little Haiti. And I'm really, really excited. I started my campaign about 2.5 weeks ago in Little Haiti and just really connecting and showing respect to the Haitian community leaders and those that have been pillars in that community for such a long time, even before I was born in the 1980s and before I was able to partake in the different things that were taking place in Little Haiti for Haitian immigrants to receive equal justice. And so we are still actively working in Little Haiti, but now we have moved to Liberty City and Aquila Lake. So I'm so excited to start being involved in that community, find out what the needs of the community are, to connect with elected officials in the community leaders, the business owners, the spiritual leaders, anyone who's in that community that are willing to sit down and talk to me and let me know what their concerns are in the community, how can we build a partnership, because that's what my campaign is all about, is building community partnerships that I want to come in and showcase and highlight the things that are already taking place in the community, but also finding out what the solutions and the concerns are in the community so we can work together in building solutions for that. Because it's one thing when a community takes ownership and initiative in something, as opposed to just letting it be one-sided, possibly as an elected official or community activist to say, hey, I see this is a need, this is a solution to it, this is what I have to offer. No, it should be a collaboration. And that's why I challenge people to be civically engaged. That, you know, that's another way a form of showing action of love, because there's many people that have died for all of us, regardless of skin color, creed, or any other discriminatory factors, for all of us to be able to vote. So taking that opportunity and realizing that we should not take our civic duties lightly, and that we should not take the election or time to vote lightly, that is our obligation to those that have risked their lives and died for us to have such a privilege and a right. So excited about that opportunity. Then, of course, just doing what I do every day. I just really enjoy the season of life that I'm in, loving who I am as a person, loving my purpose, loving that God has given me the opportunity to take my purpose to the next level by running for office and still be involved in the community, still do the grassroots movement, still a business coach, an author, a speaker, a radio host, and all the other great things I'm doing. But I'm just really, really excited about running for office and just looking for August 30th to be a day of victory for me, as I hope I'll be elected as the next state representative for House District 108 to be able to go to Tallahassee and be the voice for the community and the community at large. And once again, I am open to meet community leaders, elected officials, business owners, spiritual leaders in the Miami-Dade County area. You don't have to necessarily be in my district. I would love that you are in my district. But if you are outside of my district and you want to meet down, you want to sit down and talk, and we can, you know, have coffee, tea, or lunch or whatever, and just really have a dialogue of what concerns you have in the community and how can we address those concerns. And, of course, my virtual coffee lunch break has turned into actual lunch breaks, because not everyone's big on the internet, and especially not all my constituents are technology savvy, so I don't want to leave anyone out of that conversation. So throughout the throughout the district. I will be at various Starbucks and various places, loving to meet constituents, having conversations. So if you ever see me, don't hesitate to say hello. Don't ever hesitate to share your concerns with me, as I love meeting people. I love working with people. And, of course, I love hearing the concerns of people. But most of all, I love taking action. So once you identify a problem, I would love to be a part of the conversation and finding out an action plan so we can make sure we move our district forward, we move our community forward. But most of all, we move civic engagement for it. I'm a big advocate of civic engagement. I push it. I challenge constituents and I challenge the community to continue to realize that you have the power. You put elected officials and potential candidates in office with paying your tax dollars. So make sure they're working for you. Make sure they're listening to you. Make sure your voice is being heard and that they're working on your behalf. So that is pretty much all that I have going on and how am I showing my love. And I'm just really, really excited. We still do have our once-a-week, one-hour free Jumpstart Your Coaching Biz webinars taking place. If you missed them, we will be sending out some recordings to people who have missed it. I do apologize that some people have been missing those. Just please bear with us. You can sign up again for future dates that we have coming up. And if you missed the recording or you can't meet those future dates, just definitely register for the event and you'll automatically get the recording for the free Jumpstart Your Coaching Biz 1 hour free webinars, where we're giving a lot of valuable information for anybody who wants to start a coaching business or take their coaching business to the next level. So also just a busy person, but once again, as we get ready to celebrate Valentine's Day, February 14th, this Sunday, I'm excited that I'll be visiting different churches and talking about what I'm doing in the community, talking about my candidacy. But most of all, I'm a worshiper. I love to attend church, so I am out in the community. So if I haven't been at my personal church in a while, but I am going to church, I'm out in the community meeting other parishioners, different congregations to let them know that I'm running for office, to let them know that I am a Christian running on a Christian platform. But most of all, I'm here to serve the people because I am of the people for the people. So my name is Sayola Delica. Enjoy your weekend. It is beautiful. I am just waiting as my plate of food at Chef Curl has been looking at me for the last 30 minutes, but I have not been able to eat. But I'm about to dive into my grilled chicken with my sweet bonnes and my rice and beans. So if you have not been to Chef Creole, you definitely need to come out. They have 3 locations throughout Miami, and if you're in other parts, find a way that they can make a location to you. My name is Sayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. Happy Valentine's Day to you all. Love yourself, love your booze, love your family, love your loved ones. But most of all, every day, challenge yourself to do one action of love. You all take care. Bye-bye.